remember, dairy is for baby cows. What we need to be saying is, got cream?
Greetings, sweet viewers. It's wonderful to have you here with us today on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Now, let's start off again with a quick quiz. What is chocolate, green, and apple pie? Did you have a guess? That would be all sorts of smoothies with raw vegan chef, AJ. On part one of our show on Monday, Chef AJ showed us how to make two incredible vegan smoothies, nutrient-rich green smoothie and apple pie smoothie, both created without any dairy or sugar.
This is my boss at the restaurant, Sammy, so if he doesn't like it, I'm fired. It's a green smoothie.
Amazing.
And it really looks good on your mustache.
I bet it does.
Maybe we could put it on the menu.
That sounds great.
Today, we're back again with executive vegan and raw pastry chef, AJ, to make another super smoothie and her award-winning Hail to the Kale salad. As they are Chef AJ's specialty, we'll make all of these without using any processed ingredients. For the past 10 years, Chef AJ has shared her unique vegan recipes and tips as an instructor in various culinary schools in Los Angeles, California, USA, and as a consultant for Exalis Health and Wellness Center. She herself has followed a plant-based diet for more than 32 years. Often engaged in charitable works, Chef AJ volunteers her time as a culinary instructor at the Braille Institute and Black Woman Wellness Center to share healthy recipes with many people who have diabetes. She has been invited to prepare food for many celebrities and television shows. Through her raw vegan recipes, Chef AJ helps many achieve good health while enjoying scrumptious foods.
Hi, Chef AJ here again with another green smoothie. This one I call a nutrient-rich chocolate smoothie. As delicious as the last smoothie I made was, sometimes kids or people that aren't used to eating healthy see the green and they freak out. This one is chocolate. It doesn't look green. It doesn't taste green. And most people, as a matter of fact, everybody I've ever made it for likes it, regardless of how healthy they're eating. So in the blender, I have a cup of non-dairy milk. I used almond milk, and I showed you how to make it really inexpensively and easily in the last episode. To that, I'm adding a half a cup of pomegranate juice just because I like it. You could use all juice, you could use all non-dairy milk, you can even use all water, it doesn't matter. But the idea is to get in as much greens as possible. So right here, again, I have a half a pound of spinach, baby organic spinach, and you can use any green or combination of greens you like. What I like about spinach, at least for people that aren't quite eating healthy yet, is that it's very neutral, mild tasting, and people can't detect the taste of it in a smoothie as they might with kale, which I happen to love, by the way, but not everybody does. I'm going to add 3 tablespoons of raw cacao powder. If you didn't do chocolate, you could do raw carob powder. I've got some dates to taste. That was about a third of a cup, but you can use as many or as few dates as you like. As a matter of fact, I never use sugar, even though I'm a pastry chef. I never use sugar, oil, or salt, and I very rarely use flour. I call sugar, oil, and salt the evil trinity, actually. I get my sweetener from whole food only, fruit, because fruit is a whole food with vitamins, minerals, phytochemicals, antioxidants, and fiber. Any sweetener, regardless of what it is processed and not healthy. So I don't recommend using any sweetener except for fruit. Like Jacqueline said 80 years ago, if God made it, eat it. If man made it, don't eat it. And God made dates, so dates are my only sweetener. And fruit. I've got a frozen banana. If you don't have time to freeze your fruit, that's okay if you use a banana at room temperature. It's just when it's frozen, it makes it really creamy because you're not using dairy, and it gives it that really, really creaminess. Make sure when you freeze your bananas, they're ripe. They've got a lot of brown spots on them, and you peel them first. Because if you freeze them with the peel on, you're not going to get the peel off. And then I have 2 cups of mixed berries. These are cherries, raspberries, and blackberries. But you can use blueberries, whatever you have. I just love berries. So I put a mixture in. But again, any fruit would be fine. And as a matter of fact, if I was doing this at home, I'm at the restaurant now, I would put in a tablespoon of flax just so I get all my good omega fatty acids, but that's completely optional. So you want to blend it until it's nice and smooth. That's why they call it a smoothie and not a chunky. And then I like to pour it in a really pretty glass. In this case, I'm using an old-fashioned milkshake glass because, after all, we do eat with our eyes, so we want to make the presentation as nice as possible, especially when we're presenting healthy food, because a lot of people have preconceived notions about it. I like to take a few raw cacao nibs, sprinkle it over the top for crunch, and then a straw. Let's see what one of the customers thinks about it. Hello, how are you doing?
Good, very good.
I'm Chef AJ. I'm the pastry chef here, and I was wondering if you'd like to try this drink. It's called a nutrient-rich chocolate smoothie.
I love chocolate.
Oh, good.
And I love the pastries here.
Oh, thank you.
I come here because I cannot have wheat, I cannot have soy, any of that stuff, and you guys make the greatest pastries.
Thank you.
It is good.
Do you like it?
I do, like, very much.
Do you know you're drinking about a half a pound of spinach?
Spinach?
Are you can't serious?
Yeah.
It tastes raspberry.
You're serious?
Yeah, there's a half a pound of spinach in there.
I mean, I taste bananas.
Right.
And I taste chocolate. I don't taste any spinach.
Good. Well, this is a great way to get more greens into your diet without even knowing.
We like that.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, please enjoy these two smoothies on the house and come back soon.
Cheers.
Thanks.
Thank you.
To your health.
Cheers.
Thank you.
After this brief message, Chef AJ is going to share with us the secret recipe for her amazing Hail to the Kale salad. You are watching Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living on Supreme Master Television.
Today, I'm going to show you how to make my absolute favorite salad. It's called Hail to the Kale Salad. And as a matter of fact, it's so popular that they recently started carrying it at the Whole Foods in Pasadena, which is in Southern California. They actually have a Chef AJ designated salad bar where they feature my recipes, all without what I call the evil trinity. All my recipes have no sugar, no oil, and no salt. I use only Whole Foods. My fats are only from Whole Foods, like seeds and nuts. And my sugar is only from whole foods like dates and other fruits, and I use absolutely no salt. So here we go with this recipe. Up till now, it was my secret recipe, but so many people have requested it that here it is, and it's my pleasure to teach you how to make it. As a matter of fact, this dressing is so versatile, you can put it on many things other than kale. We like to eat it on everything. It's delicious. It will keep at least a week in your refrigerator. And as a matter of fact, I was just featured on a cooking show for TLC called Kickoff Cookoff. And I was the first plant-based team, along with my partner Juliana Heber, the plant-based dietitian, to ever appear on a cooking competition as a plant-based team. And we actually did this recipe on the show, and the celebrity judge really liked it. So here's how you make it. In my blender, I have 1 cup of water. And if you had coconut water, you could use that as well. I have 1 cup of organic raw almond butter. Now, this is unsalted and unroasted, really important, but let's say you had a nut allergy. You could certainly use something like sunflower seed butter or sesame seed butter, which is tahini. So you can use really any kind of nut butter or seed butter you like. Just make sure you get one without added sugar or salt and one that is raw and not roasted. 1/4 cup of lime juice and the zest from the lime. 2 tablespoons of low-sodium tamari. So there is a little bit of sodium in here, but think about it. 1 tablespoon of low-sodium tamari has 700 milligrams of sodium. 1 teaspoon of salt has 2,400 milligrams. That's quite a difference. But remember, the more sugar, fat, and salt you eat, the more sugar, fat, and salt you want. So as soon as you can cleanse your palate and learn to eat not just a plant-based diet, but a whole food plant-based diet, the sooner these foods will taste delicious. I use tamari because it's wheat-free, and the restaurant I work in, we don't use any wheat. But if wheat is not a problem for you, you can certainly use a low-sodium soy sauce. I've seen some soy sauces so low in sodium, they're only about 400 milligrams. I have about 8 dates here. These are the small dates, so if you're using the big ones, 4 would be enough. This is a half an ounce of ginger. Ginger, for me, it's usually about the size of my thumb. But I don't even peel it, because when it's organic, you just need to wash it. There's still nutrients in the skin. The ginger goes in there. And then I have 4 cloves of garlic. You can use more or less. Now, to really kick it up, I use some crushed red pepper, and it's up to you how spicy you want it. You can always add. Remember, you can't take away from a recipe, so start with a little bit, add a little more. So I'm going to add about a half a teaspoon to start. You really can't buy a salad dressing without oil, sugar, or salt on the market. And these are so much more nutritious and so much more delicious. And all it takes is a push of a button. What I recommend is, before you serve it, is taste it. But don't stick your finger or a spoon in, because after all, you're not going to eat your finger or the spoon. I always recommend you taste your dressings and your dips on what they're going to go on. In this case, kale. That's delicious. So I have here some organic kale. I haven't taken all the stems off. There's nutrients in the stems. Some people don't like the really thick part of the stem, so I cut that off. And what I do is I pour the dressing over the top. I have this tool called an ulu, U-L-U. I got it in Alaska. But you can also use a tool called a mezzaloon. I don't recommend putting the kale in a food processor because it gets too watery that way. What this does is it not only massages the kale, which helps give it a finer texture and breaks down the cell walls, but it gets the dressing really evenly incorporated. Now, in culinary school, they taught us to make raw kale by using oil and salt to help break down the wall, massage it, and give it a cooked texture, which is great. But since I don't use any processed foods like oil or salt, I had to come up with a different way of doing it. And I found that this tool was a great way. And it really gets the dressing fully incorporated. Now, again, if you don't like kale, I don't know how you could not like kale. It's absolutely delicious. This is delicious on spinach. And I'm going to just serve this as is with some nuts sprinkled on top. But you could also add to it. Sometimes I like to add to it things like shredded apples, shredded carrots, shredded beets, even some walnuts or goji berries, whatever you like. But it's so delicious. As a matter of fact, when I had the honor of chefing for Dr. John McDougal and his wife Mary at their Celebrity Chef Weekend in Santa Rosa, California, this is one of the recipes I made, and Mary says she still gets requests for it. So that's it. Now, I'm going to plate it for one of the customers, hope that they like it. I'm going to sprinkle a few almonds on top. So let's see how someone likes it.
We'll leave you with a surprise. Try out this incredible recipe and let us know how much you enjoy it. We thank Chef AJ for sharing with us these scrumptious and health-promoting recipes. With the prominence of such wonderful and innovative chefs like yourself, a peaceful and sustainable vegan world seems near on the horizons. Coming up now, cherished viewers, is Between Master and Disciples, here on Supreme Master Television. Contact Chef AJ to wow your taste buds with fantastic vegan ideas and recipes. www.ajsrockinfoods.com and ChefAJ at att.net. We'll be right back.
For more details, please visit www.SupremeMasterTV.com/VEG.